Well, we on before you start another fire like it. Had to keep up with it. That's the biggest thing was to it. Your tablecloth and some size types, brands of your sheeting, that'd be shipped to the bleachery. We'd have to load that all out, and then it come back when it's processed, then we had to stack that. And we sent beams to Griffin every morning, that was a place job. And box yarn, which a thread, that was sent to Griffin also. And I worked and helped them do that around 10 years. And a particular job like that, after a while, they put in a different kind of mechanism, and you can watch it, and every once in a while, you say, well, that man's gone, look over here, that's gone, directly look over here, and I'm gone. Mm-hmm. That's the way they fired you.
Uh-huh.
Done away with it.
It became more, the machines took over.
That's right, more. That's right.
What names did the workers have for the Hightowels who owned the mill? How did you refer to the owners of the mill?
How did we refer to the owners of the mill?
Yeah, did you call them, if you were talking about them among yourselves, did you say the Hightowers or the owners? Or
no,
what words did you use?
That was used, but I was personally acquainted with a man that I was working for, George. Well, I called him George because he was younger than I was.
You didn't refer to him with any names like the boss or
the
big guys or anything like that?
He was just... Well, he had plenty, but he grew into it. He had to work, and I respected him for that, because what they'd accumulated, that was their business.
Did most people feel that way?
No, ma'am.
They certainly
did not.
Do you remember ever hearing them called?
Oh, just various kind of names.
Okay, so do you remember any of them they might have used to refer to them?
Well, the old boss with the sneak. Watch him now. He's trying to catch somebody. We don't know. He comes sliding out one of them little alleys back there directly. Oh, yeah. Various type names. When that wasn't our disposition at all. Now, he didn't want you to... If you was busy, you didn't know he was nowhere about. He didn't want you to sit down. You still got work around there to do. But now, if he walked up on you sitting down waiting for that other part of the crew over yonder, he didn't ever talk to you about what you was doing. He'd be telling you about something else altogether. Well, I've had my boss to come to me, what were y'all talking about? Mm-hmm. I said, well, now, that is mine and his business. Mm-hmm. I said, I couldn't tell you anything about that at all.
I've heard you use the term before, chunking. What does that mean?
Just like tossing, throwing, ball or something like that. You say, for instance, we was playing ball out here, and we got stopped all at once, and after a while, I just chunk it over at you just casually, wasn't nothing going on with it, just chunk it. Get your
Where did you hear that? Is that your term, or have you heard that?
that's been going on for years and years. It really originated from Jack Cole's brother. Said, somebody's chunking.
I've heard you use the expression too, something like, hold it, Luke, or something like this. Where did you get that term?
That's another slang word, just pick up. Hold it.
No, the Luke.
Hold it, Luke.
Right.
Yeah, he just personates, Just so we're talking about. Maybe his name was John or Jim or Tom, but we call him Luke. Just to get his attention, that's all it was.
Did you use is there anything about the community or about your background or your